so we pray, Heavenly Father, we realize at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ there was no great welcoming committee when his birth was announced. You know, the angels came, but people never came. And then when the wise men came to announce who was already here again, there was no great committee. The people were not stirred except the enemy to anger, to attempt to destroy. And we realize that's the same today, that you've come on the scene. You are here, not only appearing in signs and wonders, which we appreciate, but you yourself here in a pillar of fire with your picture taken, and above all, above even that, although we know that is wonderful, but the great thing is giving the restored word whereby we, through revelation, may qualify in the realms of righteousness as your seed and proceed, Lord, into the millennium and down through the ages of which we are barely aware, but know, Lord, how marvelous they are, and they shall be even greater. We appreciate that, Lord, and we just pray you direct us in our thinking, our meditation, from the word that we read tonight. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now we're on to number 8, I do believe, on Spoken Word's original seed, and the second message of Brother Branham's. Now, in our last discussion of this message, on June the 16th, we found Brother Branham setting forth emphatically and with detailed illustrations how that the church, the wife of Jehovah, played the harlot, as did Eve originally, which when Eve did such a thing, it forever set the pattern of how the church would fall away into idolatry and away from God, yet all the while claiming a correct and proper and even a righteous relationship with her head. As in the case and example of Eve, originally falling by leaving the word, so did and so does the church, even to this very day. Brother Branham specifically speaks of Israel leaving God at the time of Samuel. Then he speaks of the first New Testament church as Jesus' bride who went into idolatry at Nicaea before her head could get to her and bring forth Christ again in flesh. And at this point, Brother Branham tells of Hosea chapter 2, where Jehovah speaks against his whoring wife and likens that unto the wife of Jesus. That's on page 23, but before we read 23, we should read the last sentence in the bottom of page 22, and then we could read chapter 2 of Hosea. Now, before we do any of this, we might ask ourselves the question, what is this all about? Well, actually, Brother Branham is bringing us the understanding of why the church has always fallen and remains in the fallen condition, and finally ends up in the book of Revelation chapter 3, 14 to about 23, where the church is wretched, miserable, blind, and naked, and doesn't even know it. With Christ entirely outside of the church ignorant of that particular position that he's placed himself in, to call a bride out from the church. And this all goes back to Eve. Now, that's what you're getting your major premise there. This is an analogy, if you want to call it that. This analogy of Eve translates into Christ the seed coming in flesh. Now, Brother Branham said before Adam could get to her, the serpent had, and had she been true to the provisions that God made for them and lived according to truth and not left the truth, the seed that she should have brought or would have brought forth was Christ. And we traced some of that in the Bible and showed you that only one could have actually fulfilled the promise of God and the commandment of God, which would to rule and reign and subjugate, would have been Christ. Because you see, what you have to do is realize that the Bible is a mysterious book. It's a book in types and shadows. And in Brother Branham said, it's almost like a jigsaw puzzle. It's hard to put together. But he taught us the precept of Alpha and Omega. And if you really want to know what Genesis is all about, you have to go right back to Revelation to see its fulfillment. Because when God set order into nature, He never said that the cats would have pups and dogs would have kittens, or that an elephant would produce a rhinoceros, or you could plant wheat and get oats, or you could, you know, you can't change. The continuity of God, which is irrevocable, is set forth in nature. And any time you mess with anything, you produce a hybrid, which is dead. It'll peter out, in most cases, almost instantly. And when you hybridize something, you always lose something. There's no two ways about it. You lose something of the particular genetic order, the particular species, when you get a combination. Now, Mendel's law proved, I think, very, very, what you might call pertinently, he gave it the proof that when you get the inferior, or you get the subdominant, it, for the better features, invariably, it goes downhill. This is the same as you see in the human race. There's no doubt at all that the human race intermingled with the beast race, because at the end the Bible said they're natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. And you cannot put that in the first chapter of Genesis and make it stick. It won't fly. Because Genesis absolutely tells you that they are going to be reigning and ruling, dominating, literally domineering if necessary, seed. So don't forget that as you keep hearing Brother Branham say that the wife of Adam, the wife of Jehovah, the wife of Jesus, he called them bride, literally became prostitutes, which they did, because you'll notice it is in this particular case and in all through the scripture that even as a bastard child is only a bastard child on the grounds of the mother. It, what happens is that the mother does not belong to Israel. That's where you get your first understanding in the Bible. Israel was called to God to be a people after the flesh and produce God's chosen people. And when a male would take a female of another order, that produced a bastard child. Now let's get the picture. You think for 1 minute that God would have let, after Baal Peor, which was an orgy, and it's dedicated to the primary female productive organ. All right. This was then definitely an orgy, sexual orgy. Now, get the picture. 23,000 fell in one day, and the plague was only stopped by Phinehas plunging a spear through a Midianite woman and a Hebrew. Now, the point is this. I want you to understand this. Could those women been pregnant with bastards and gone into the promised land to bring forth a bunch of bastards to take over Canaan land? The answer is no. Then how are you going to have a bunch of bastards go to the millennium? You understand what I'm saying? You simply cannot have hybrids. The strain has to be true. And at the end time, they're brute, natural brute beasts. In other words, nature has produced nothing but brute beasts. In other words, you have a complete kingdom of serpent seed at the end time, coming through the human race. So what does God do? He kills them all. So, all right. Now, let's just look at Scripture again before we start reading. I wanted to show you something here that in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Now, I read this to you many times, and this keeps coming back to me, because I don't say I got it right. I don't say I've got it perfect. But I know when I teach, I hit at something. I start to see something. When I start to see something, there's no doubt that in my seeing, I know something is there, but I'm not saying I'm getting it perfect. After enough time, it is quite possible that I get it all lined up and very perfect according to the Word and what Brother Branham taught. Now, you know positively Brother Branham taught where serpent seed came from. It was the beast in the garden that copulated with Eve and brought forth Cain. Now, this is in the Talmud, and the Jews believe this, and you can prove this by the 8th chapter of the book of John. We be not born of fornication. Now, why did they say that? You see? So they knew what he was saying. Now, in the 26th verse of Genesis 1, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, that's what God said. Now, this is before the saying produced the manifestation of the saying. In other words, this is cogitation, this is meditation, this is speaking of a blueprint. Now, notice, so God created man in the image of God created in him. Now, this is what you are looking at. You're looking at verse 26, and you're looking at the first part of verse 27. Now, that's the complete initial. Now, notice the second. You're into a second phase now. And the second phase is male and female created he them. Number one, the man in the image. Now, the man in the image of God has to be Jesus Christ as the only true image of God. Now, Jesus Christ was not a creation. He was a birth. So what you're looking at here then has to be positively that God said, "Let us make man in our image." And after his own image made he him, then you're looking at God looking at the Son, and the Son looking down at all of these here, of which he is the first begotten. Now, this is my understanding. Brother Branham didn't say this. I am saying this. So listen, they get all confused. I'm just trying to show you something as I see things. Now, the next thing is, it says, male and female created he them. All right, look. In his own image, he created the one. Now, you're looking at something else, a male and a female. And as Brother Branham said, this is for the purpose of propagation or procreation. And he said that God gave this man. Now, I look at here, what you're looking at then, in my books, you can call it analogy, illustration, call it what you want. All right, male and female for propagation to bring forth in the image of him. Now, you say, where do you get it from? I want to ask you a question. Where do I not get it from? I'm looking at Omega. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it hath not yet appeared, shall be, but we know he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. See? Now, people, Brother Branham said the image of God was broken, and was broken right here. There was a space there as I see this. And I look at this, and I see this is vulnerable. There's a great vulnerability here. And the vulnerability is in the fact that Eve, although right here with him, when she's taken from Adam's body, and this which is given for procreation is put in a different body, she defiles herself. We're going to be in the image of Christ, in his very likeness, in his very body, and don't think we're not. Now let's read it again. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Now, look at verse 28. And God blessed them and said unto them. Now, see, there's still this dual creature in the one body, male and female, their spirit. And said, "Multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." Now, notice in here the terminology actually changes. Now, back here, it says, "Have dominion over the fish of the sea." There's a dominion there. Now, over here, it speaks of subduing and having dominion. There's a repetition. Now, the word subdue means to conquer. after your own kind, and now you're looking in here and you're conquering. Now that's strange, because there's nothing at that time to conquer. Or is there? Is there anything there that requires a subjugation? Now, Brother Branham did mention that how they were in the garden, they just said tree move and this and that. There was nothing out of symmetry, nothing out of balance, no crooked limbs and no this and no that. Well, that's all right by me. I can buy that if you said so. But I'm looking at these words here with another thought entirely. Well, not entirely, but I'm looking along the same line. And it says here now, subdue and have dominion. And as over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, what do we find over here? He said over here, over cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. They sound very much alike, but they are not very much alike. In the sense of being perfectly alike. Because they're not. So what am I looking at here? The word dominion here, in this case, means to subjugate. And actually to cause to crumble. Conquer means also subjugate and also to trample. Now, let's go back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28. It says in verse 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, and so on. You notice that this fellow here, Satan, who led in the worship, has this ephod on, which is erroneous. This is not the true ephod, the true breastplate. Some of the stones are wrong. And it says that the workmanship of thy tabernacle, thy pipes was prepared in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, thou hast walked up and down the midst of the stones of fire. Thou hast perfect in thy ways in the day that was created, iniquity is found in thee. Now, look at in here. What I want you to get, what I'm looking at, is this, that Satan was already there in the Garden of Eden. And the subjugation of him and everything that pertained to him, because he's the despoiler. He's the one that rose up against God, the one that wants worship, everything else. He's the one, and whatever he had and whatever he was doing with what he had was given over to Adam and Eve. Now, let's notice again here when it said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness. And let them have dominion. You'll see the thought of the multiplication in there. But it's only in verse 28 when we see an actual multiplication. When by the physical, the male and the female, that he said be fruitful and multiply, and is passed on now to where there is a subjugation and the dominion handed over to them. Now the point is this. What is there to subjugate and subdue if nothing needs subjugating and subduing, because the whole thing is in harmony? Well, the whole thing was not in harmony because Satan was already there. Now, what was given literally to perform this was the seed. Now, we're going to show you why. Because had they been sufficient of themselves, this would have been done. But the sufficiency was not of themselves. The sufficiency only lay in the seed coming. Now let's go to the book of Colossians and you'll see it. The second chapter. In verse... You could read a lot, but look at the seed in verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, where we are also risen with him through the faith of the operation of God that raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances which against which contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, subjugating and having dominion and crushing and crumbling. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of a new moon, or a Sabbath, which are shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in the voluntary humility worshiping angels, intruding into those things which you have not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. That's where Eve was, and Adam went right in line. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Now what you're looking at here is the seed that should have been produced to be the head of the whole human race. And you notice that we call Adam the federal head of the human race, and Christ is the federal head of the bride. You have two heads in there. And the head that should have been produced was not produced, because only through him could this have taken place. And the promise command which was given at that time has been extant through 6,000 years waiting for its fulfillment. You see what I'm talking about? You simply can't have this word and not be fulfilled. Otherwise, you can plant oats and get barley, and so you could know the price of wheat is going to be $5 a bushel this fall, and you plant wheat, but lo and behold, you get oats, and it's worth 2 bits a bushel. Wouldn't that be great? You see what I'm saying? There is no way, absolutely no way, that you can fool with the Word of God. That's why Brother Branham tells us, and he said, now look, I'm telling you this and showing you why I've stood for what I've stood, by the works that I've done. And no man believed the works, that they were of God. Oh, he's just a big mouth. Oh, nice guy, but he shot his faith off. Why do you think they sought Isaiah? Because he shot his face off. He was vindicated to shoot his face off. When he shot it off, they shot him. You know, people sat here, and they didn't get what I was saying. How many tonight get what I'm saying? Would you swear before, not swear, but would you say with your Bible open, your hand raised toward heaven, that before God, you know what I'm trying to tell you? Or have you got another thought coming? Well, you're so smart, you'll know later on. Don't give me that stuff and try to run me. You'll have a fight like you never had in life. I'm ready to die. I got nothing to lose. What I'm telling you tonight, this life will allow you to be boiled in oil if you need to be boiled in oil. You can be crucified. This is why they killed Paul and killed James and John, because they couldn't. He boiled him, but they couldn't kill him. Crucified Peter upside down. Change and see what happens to you. Farmers and engineers, so smart. Don't talk to me. You don't fool with the Word of God. And the more you believe the prophet, the more you'll see every single thing in here. This was that seed. You know why it's proven? Because that's the Omega. Let me read you some more. Revelation chapter 19. And I saw another mighty an angel come down from heaven, planting the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand, and laid hold of the old dragon, the old serpent, which is devil and Satan, bound him 1,000 years. That's chapter 20, 1 Kings 19. After these things, I heard a great voice at the heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of the great multitude as of many waters. That's the testimony of Paul. And as the voice of the mighty thunderings. Where'd the thunders come from? Revelation. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready, and to her is granted she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. She should wash her robes, according to Revelation 22, and the seals were open. And he said, Blessed are these things. Blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's our day right now. These are the true sayings of God. And how are you going to prove that except by thus saith the Lord? And I fell at his feet to worship him. He said, See you do not, I am thy fellow servant. Thy brethren have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw the heaven open, behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true and righteous, that he to make war, judge and make war. And his eyes were, notice he judges before he makes war. He's already judged. His eyes were the flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, that a name written no man knew but he himself. He clothed a vessel dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. In other words, if he doesn't give you the revelation, you aren't going to get it. See, and the armies which in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that he smite the nations and should rule them with a rod of iron. How's he going to do it? Going to tread the winepress, the fierce of Almighty God, and break them in shivers. And he hath his vesture on his thigh, a name written, King of King and Lord of Lords. And there's your picture from Genesis. There's your fulfillment. Now you're going to tell me there's a seed in there all the time that wasn't this seed? Did that verse refer to somebody else and got fulfilled in him? I got news for you. There's no way you can twist the word of God, and oats will become wheat, and a sheep will become a pig. Can't do it. So, all right, Brother Brown is telling you here all along. Eve blew it. Eve did not produce that seed. And she couldn't do it on the grounds that she wasn't with her husband. She got somebody else. And you go right through, you'll see him talking about Mary, you're talking about this age. Now I want to ask you a question. Who came down at this point? The one that was on the throne. And Brother Branham categorically said, and he just laid it up flat as a tin pan. And he said, when God's son and daughter sinned in the Garden of Eden, he did not send an archangel. He didn't even send his son. He himself came down, so today. So what's going on? The same thing subjugating is going on now. Now the subjugating is to the end that the son's feet will tread upon everything. Now already the stone without hands is already set. The stone made without hands that comes from the high mountain that hits the feet of clay. End of iron, the end of the Roman Empire, it's the Holy Roman Empire now, and destroys it. It's already, like the Bible says right here, it's already going on. Now, the stone hasn't come down to destroy it all. But the judging has already taken place, the separation. Now, remember, he's looking for his wife. This is why the foolish virgin are ground down also, but they're dead before the stone hits it. They're killed, they're hunted down and destroyed. But the bride is taken out of here. Now the thing is this. Can the church produce it? The answer is the bride cannot do it. They never did do it. So who's going to do it? It's going to take God Himself to do it. The church can't produce it. But it's got to be produced. Christ must come back in human flesh. He's got to come down upon this earth. That's what He's telling you. And the church cannot do it because it's in whoredoms. But there's got to be a seed that does it. Now remember, the original seed could have done it because it's right there. Now you want to go back to Genesis again? Okay, let's look at it again. God said, let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Now you get a multiplication. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now they blew it. When does it start to come back? It starts to come back in Revelation 19. The bride, her head, the one she's married to, the son, comes back to take over. Okay, so God created man in His own image. And what is that image going to do? It's going to do every single thing that this is doing here. Said to be done. A man of himself can't do it. He was completely blown. She never did produce it. Now, can the church today produce and bring forth the Son manifested in flesh? Absolutely not. It cannot be done. They'll never do it. But Brother Branham knows that God will have a bride. And that bride will be the spotless, virtuous bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, all clean within and without, and that will bring back the Son of Man upon earth, Son of God. So Brother Branham tells that spirit in our midst becomes incarnate, truth, crowned, King of Kings, that is Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of David, and every single thing. So what we're looking at here then is what Brother Branham has taught us. And notice again in verse 29, behold, I have given to you every herb-bearing seed which is on the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. And he tells you right there, the continuity in nature will prove to you who I am. And you seeing it, you will be the ones that know who I am. Right in there. If you cannot see God in nature, there in the continuity and understand hybridization, you are not in the bride period. You're missing what's given to you. So how are you going to say you're bright? I'm not fussing. I'm just asking you questions. I'm not here to fuss at anybody. You do what you want. I'm going to do what I want. So we just look at the picture and see it all the more clearly what Brother Branham is seeing. And you know why we see it? Because we believe it. We don't ask questions. We believe it. And a man can receive nothing except to be given him from above. And unto him that hath shall be given. Him that hath not shall be even taken away that which he hath. Rich increase in goods and don't lack a thing. Come in that day and say, Lord, haven't we cast out devils, the mighty works, been in the gift age? I never knew you. The gift age is not today, it's the word age today. What latter rain people call the latter rain is not the latter rain. It was only a part of it in the sense that it was an introduction. And a manifestation of power. Brother Brand said, we've seen the word, it manifested in power, but not in revelation. But we left the scene. Before he left, he said, everything was given under the seven seals to put you into a rapture. Well, if you get into rapture, that's it. Now, with what I've said, you can begin to see why it is even in the millennium, there's further sanctification. Notice they were separated back here, and they didn't come to it. She blew it. But there will be a church, there'll be a bride, and Brother Brass speaks of this, the womb of the mind and all these things. It'll actually bring back Christ in human flesh, and it's going to come just before the burning of Sodom. The promised Son in flesh will come. That's when the promise is given just before the burning. It's at the end of the time of the burning that he comes down, takes over the earth, and the bride is with him. So these things may be a bit obscure in places, but they're not all that obscure. You just believe what is said. Don't ask a lot of questions, you believe it. And you see the scripture begin to line up. See? And then he said to every beast of the earth, and fowl of the air, and he creepeth upon the earth, and so on, I've given the herb. And God said everything was good, and behold, it was very good. Now, if it's not only good but and very good, why does man try to change it? If you think for 1 minute the strawberries are going to be better because they take the formaldehyde, the gene of the ant, whatever they do, so that the strawberries don't get frostbit, I can tell you right now, you'll pay a price for it. Now, you know who you're, and the people that that talk this way are not the people in the church, except goofies like us. You know who's against it? The health nuts. The cults. They got more brains than the church. In fact, the health nuts, they don't even care two bits about the church. You know who their God is? Nature. And so then you know who their God is from nature? Their belly. Their glory is their shame. They've been exposed. The whole church has been exposed, and they glory about it. They laugh. They laugh at Brother Branham. Chitter, chitter. Well, okay. Let's read the last sentence down here. Didn't God speak over there in the Songs of Solomon? No, it was in Hosea. And tell about his wife was nothing but a prostitute and sitting with herself open all the time and took every lover that came by. I'm talking plain, but that's what the Bible said. Every man that wanted to run with her could run with her. That's the same thing the bride of Christ has done. Opened up herself to every old, dirty, filthy habit of every organization she ever had, doing the same thing. Now what he's saying right there, that Satan came in and fooled those that were original, in the sense that they're in that original first church, but already they were there in there that wanted the bride to fall. Now remember, whatever word the bride is given for that hour, she believes it. But at the end time, the full measure. Never before has perfection come. So, all right. Let's go ahead and read in Hosea. I guess that's what we're going to look for. It's the second chapter. Say unto your brethren, Ammi, and your sisters, Rumah, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her in a dry land and slay her with thirst, and will not have mercy upon her children, for they be children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She hath conceived. She that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers that give me bread and my water, and my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. And now listen, if you can't take that to the book of Revelation and see the Roman Catholic Church commercial world system, you're missing everything. These words are mentioned in Revelation. They're controlling it all. Because you see, she controls the gold, and the Jews control the paper. And let's face it, the paper is running the machinery. But the bottom's going to drop out, so the gold's going to take over. But the machinery, having been run by paper, set up for the world system. And who is it, the first man that talked of a world system? Gillette the Jew. People think I'm a Jew baiter. I'm not. But I can tell you one thing. The whole world hates the Jews because of the name of Jesus Christ, because they crucified him. The Jews want to say the Roman church, the Romans did, the Romans didn't. Paul said they both crucified and killed our Lord Jesus Christ, the Jews, and nobody can please them. Read your Bibles. That's the record. And they hate each other. Right now, Rome isn't worth two bits at this point because the Jews got the paper. They're controlling everything. If you think they aren't, I think there's something wrong with your heads. Now, still not a Jew baiter, it's just a fact. That's what it is. You're going to have to get together. And they'll split in the middle of the week, which is the 3.5 years. Because it's still the same week, and it's the middle of it. And if they weren't 3.5 years, only 2 years, it'll still be called the week, because that's what it is. It's part of the original 7 years. I've told you and taught you before that part of a day is a whole day. A part of an hour is a whole hour. A part of a month is a whole month. See, I don't believe it. Well, who cares what you believe? Drop dead. I don't care what you believe. If you want to be stupid, be stupid. Be Junior Jackson that fought and argued. Want to be Junior? Go ahead. He hasn't read the right books. I've read the right books. Yeah, that's all. I don't figure these things out by myself. So 3.5 years is a week. 1 year is a week. Because the week is 7 solid years. Period. So, all right, who gives a rip? Not here to teach them. Okay. Verse 6. Therefore, behold, I'll hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better with me than now. I wonder if Eve thought that. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. What are you thinking right now? Did you hear what I read? For she did not know that I gave her gifts of the Spirit and anointings and stimulations. All these adornments. And she went and worshiped Baal. That sounds like Balaam and Balak, doesn't it? Worshippers of Baal. Yeah. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, recover my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. Naked, miserable, blind, and don't even know. I'll discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hands. It's already been done. They don't know it. I will cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And that's really going to happen in that 3.5 years. That says in the book of Revelation. Destroy her vines and her fig trees, for she has said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me. I'll make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam. Balaam. When she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and went after her lovers and forgot me, saith the Lord. You know something? This bunch of dodos forgot God the minute they came out of Egypt. They should have loved him. They should have worshipped and praised him, but they ran to Baal Peor for their sex, their filth, to bring a bunch of bastards into existence, to fill their ranks with the illegitimate. 1 million more in 54. I agree with Brother Branham. But you notice something? There comes a day when God's going to restore. And when he restores, the bride will be restored at that time. There's only one way to restore, and that's bring her back to the Word, because that's what she went off on. Now let's understand this flat. If you have tuberculosis, it's manifested. And that is your problem. You must get rid of your tuberculosis. So if you have a wrong word, what's going to happen? You're going to get rid of your wrong word. And if you get rid of your wrong word, then you're back to the original word. Because there aren't two words. There's only one word. One real word. And that's the word of God. Satan does not have a word of his own. So, all right, you see the picture here, and Brother Branham nails it down. He said, that's what it is. She was not true to her husband. The Old Testament bride was not true to God, and the New Testament bride was not true to God, because remember, he's the complete head. Remember, Christ is head of the church, but God is head of Christ. I'm going to be criticized for this, that's all right. I'm going to be blessed for it too. But that's going to be the truth, God's truth, because he wants it said, and here I'm trying my best to say it, see. All right, we're reading on. She tried to please her many lovers. Doing so, she hybridized tried to hybridize with her lovers the Word of God. So it would not work, so she said, denounced that and made her own word. Now, that's what happened under Ahab. Now, I want you to just listen a little bit and think. Here's a man called David. And he's the great psalmist, the great shepherd psalmist. He's the great king prophet. Not priest now, but a great king prophet. And he messes up like Hogan's goat with Bathsheba. He has a son who rapes his half-sister. Now, the boy should have been killed. But he's the king. Tut, tut, boys would be boys. What about this bunch out in California when those guys were scoring with all the girls? And so the father said, well, red-blooded boys. And the mother said, oh, those sluts. Who brought up those lousy red-blooded scum and those sluts? Yeah. They hybridizing. Messed up with their filth. Now that's what you see the church is doing right here. The whole world today is a filthy, rotten mess. So she said, denounced that, and made up her own word. That's what the church has done today. It's made up its own word, the same as the world has made up its own morals on the grounds that the church started the whole thing. Made her own word. Now she claims to be the word herself. All right, go back to that. We were talking about David and his mess. He fell from the great man he was. So did the church fall from the great virgin she was. See? She began just little things moving in. Now pretty soon she moves away from the Word. And when she moves away from the Word, next you'll see Solomon rise up after David. Remember, America's like Israel. Great men to start with, then a bunch of punks. So, all right, we have Solomon rise up. Now, he didn't do as well as David. Because he thought if David could have 500 wives, he could have 1,000 concubines, whatever else he had. Now, remember, under David, the pillar of fire came down, smoke filled the temple, the priest could not offer because of the tremendous manifestation of the power of God. And he gets up and raises his hand toward heaven. And my, what a prayer that old boy prays. How come then he starts worshiping the God of his wives? And I told you I wanted you to think. Because he that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. That's what's wrong with this congregation. Maybe some of you are still sitting here tonight. The rest of the birds left because they couldn't take it and I wouldn't have around me. Because don't you know you can fall? Don't you know you can mess up changing one word? Questioning one precept? I never said, you don't have a thing coming if I say it. I said, if William Branham by vindication said it, you don't have a thing coming and neither do I. So don't try to twist anything I say. And if you think you love this word and hate me, there's something wrong with your head. I don't hate anybody. I just can't stand the crap they're trying to throw at me, and I'm pulling away from it. You do what you want. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm not going to stop you because I can. Now, Solomon messed up. Now, that's what happened right there with that man, his ministry in the pillar of fire. Oh, I got the prophet, I got this. Oh, I got the tongues, I've had a manifestation. One lady said, well, call her lady if you want. Oh, I've had the presence since I was 11. That's before 1933, what's she talking about? Or whatever. Some cats still have to ask the question, what's the difference between the baptizer and the baptism? What's the difference between the hen and the egg? No baptizer, no baptism. So you've been eating eggs for a week. I'd like to see where they came from. So the farmer says, hey, bitty, bitty brown baby, come here. And he puts a hen on your nose. He said, here's where the eggs came from. And you can't tell baptizer from baptism. Well, I'm not wasting my time because I enjoy preaching. We've got those here that believe with all their hearts, all their minds, all their souls, and all their bodies. But I want you to know something, brother, sister. Take heed lest you fall. That you're so smart. Because God doesn't have two bits worth of care for the wise and the prudent. He just has one thing to do with them. That's to bring it all to nothing and show it all up. And it was shown up today right there, and they still can't understand it. Well, it's their business. Solomon. How could he possibly go whoring to other gods after what he went through? Now, this is what Brother Branham is talking about. It starts out with the pure word, and one word from that time starts a chain reaction until, my goodness me, down the road, what he said started from the gun. A puff of wind throws the bullet a half an inch. It's yards off by the time it should hit the target. It's outside the forest, never mind hitting the deer. It's running in the forest. Now, let me read again. So she tried to please her many lovers. Now, who was the first lover of Eve? The beast that changed the word through Satan. Now, remember, he was already there. And remember, the command was, you completely subjugate. In other words, the time is coming that you're going to take Satan and every single thing over, but Jesus himself did it, right? Now, we're still waiting for the whole thing to be taken over. Now, her lover was off that one word. So she got off. That just messed everything up to where it's right today. It's a complete mess. Now, what does Brother Branham say here? Our doing so, she hybridized, tried to hybridize with her lovers the word of God. And certainly was done under Ahab and was done at Nicaea. So it would not work. So she said, denounce that, and made her own word. She said, forget it. Now, the Catholics say we wrote the Bible. The Catholics are a bunch of liars. They never wrote that Bible. They tried to mess it up. They changed a few places. Didn't do them any good because they said in so many places they couldn't change it all. Now, they welcomed all heathenism, and the Pope was still doing it. And the bishops and things are saying, we shouldn't do it. But Popey old boy says do it and is doing it, so they got to do it. They don't have a one iota of the word. Why? Because it's fully corrupted. And the Protestant harlots are just the same, because Brother Branson. So she said, denounce it. There's no more healing. There's not this. The devil is. You know what I mean? It's all just a bunch of junk. Made her own word. Now she claims to be the word herself. How can she be? She claims it. But don't let Protestants call Catholics and all the kettle calls the pot black, because they do the same in the council of their own churches. Hoary. No wonder they're called harlots. That's rough, isn't it? That shook the skin off your back. But that's what it takes to do to wake up sometime. Now, Brother Brad is telling people, you're sitting here and you're just a bunch of harlots. You're the progeny of the harlots. You're hybrid. How are you going to prove it? Get back to the word. That's exactly what she's done. She left Jesus the word husband, like Samuel. They left Samuel, took Saul, left the prophet anointed with the word, and took a king with the scepter. When she finally would have come to the king, the scepter, in the millennium, but now she's rejected. He went to the Gentiles for a bride. Is that right? That's the word. Now you'll find that in Romans 11. They turned it down. Now she left Jesus the Word, and married another man called the Pope with dogma. Now that's interesting, isn't it? They got another Jesus, Pope. He says he's a vicar of Christ. Actually, he's got himself a double title right there, because if he thinks he's Jesus to the people on earth, and if he's here instead of Jesus, then he's the Holy Ghost. So here's the Pope as the Holy Ghost and Jesus. No wonder he says, I can forgive sins, and don't talk to me about the Bible. I'll tell you what the Word is. And he tells these voodoo artists, oh, why, he said, they worship the God of our fathers like you do, and, you know, so on and so forth. Come on, dance with me, baby. I'd ask you a question. What does he get out of it? What do the Hindus get out of smearing their faces with cow dung? Delicate odors. I'm interested. What do they get out of it? Now, we're not like the Chinese when the people said to the Chinese, why do you put rice on that fella's grave? He's not going to come up and eat it. The Chinaman said, he's going to come up and eat that rice just as quick as your dead guy's going to come up and smell the flowers. Well, the white guys never smelled the flowers. The yellow men never ate the rice. But it's not that way under vindication. See, now you're back to the days of Israel having a king. And in spite of the fact of having turned from God, God comes down and his full glory fills the temple. And this bird Solomon goes into his whoredoms and departs from the living God when he knew God. Now, just a minute. Let's go back and read again the book of Romans. I don't care if I never finish this sermon. I've got my own sermon to preach from it. Mine's more interesting than just reading it, because I can comment on all these things here, see? So let's see what we're reading between the lines and giving you the full picture. Verse 18 of Romans 1, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of the men who hold back the truth and unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed unto them. Now you're talking about the prophet in the manifestation of it. For the invisible things of him, the creation of God, so on. And now it says, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and foolish heart was darkened. Now this was already going on because this guy Solomon was marrying all these women for the sake of lust and politics. His marriage was politics to make the kings all around him, took all the heathen daughters to make the kings out there happy. Now I see a politics and religion for gain. What happens? It tells you they don't glorify God. Now, vain in their reasonings, the foolish heart is darkened. Profess themselves wise. Oh, we're smart. Look how we're bringing them in, a million more in 64 and 94. Now they're into idolatry. So God gives them over to uncleanness. The king can have 1,000 concubines, and the ordinary guy on the street can pick up anybody who sleeps with him. Don't figure he can, because he can. So your stinking ministry lives with women, then don't tell me the person in the pew can't do it. If Jones and Gallimore can have other wives, then anybody in this church could have, but not around me. When I kick your butt out here so fast, have somebody bump you under the 4x4. Don't try it around here, because I don't have a second wife. Not interesting. See, well, you're too old. That's beside the point. I was young once. Didn't want one then. Why should I want one now? Clean is clean. And God and the man's soul means something. It means nothing. Now they got AIDS. Listen, this word the prophet teaches is 100%. Just look around and find out. Don't try to argue it. Believe it. And see how it's 100% the word of God. So that's what she did. Now she's got a Pope. That's her Jesus. Now, the Protestants haven't got Jesus, got denomination. Same thing, an image under the beast. It's organization. Now, this little verse here, little thing about Brother Branham saying they got another Jesus, started way back here in 2 Corinthians 11. He that cometh preaches another Jesus. So when everybody Catholic person preaches the Pope, the Anglicans don't mind it. They're ready to join. The Lutherans ready to join. Everybody ready to join. Let me tell you something. If the Pope can take a voodoo artist and say, hey, you and I are brothers, do you think for 1 minute they can't get around transubstantiation, everybody take bread with their own thinking, their own understanding? And I'm going to tell you something. With the Pope owning all the gold and the Catholic Church running the show, you better believe the Protestants are going to believe in transubstantiation in the next 15 seconds their belly starts yelling for food. Politics and religion are always together. Started way back there under the first king Saul, the next king even David was with Hiram having a great time, then Solomon, right down the line, then they get an Ahab on the throne, oh God. See? Now, so she can't give word birth to her children. None of them. So they can't give word birth, there's nothing there. In other words, they simply can't take the word and produce. She's a harlot herself. The Bible said she was. She's a cup in her hand, was giving out her doctrine to the people, which was an abomination. The filthiness of fornication. What is her fornication? The unclean living. And for her doctrine, she's giving to the people is the filthiness of her fornication. Well, what it is right here is idolatry and a wrong word. Wrong worship entirely. And the king's earth shall be made drunk with the wine of her fornication, exactly right. Now the question comes up, if all this is true, my God, where is there anything anyway? The whole system is completely messed up. Where is this anyway? Okay, it's found in Romans 11 chapter. And it tells you. Verse 1, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. I also am an Israelite, the seed of Abraham, the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Which he foreknew that are called by his name. Not those people calling themselves by his name. Not those that are not foreknown, but the foreknown. His foreknowing. Know ye not what the scripture said of Elias or Elijah? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. And when I'm gone, it's the end of it. What did God say? Hey, man, why don't you shut up and listen? Oh, he's very nice. I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee. And so all the time there's a remnant. There's a little remnant that stays with the word, whatever the measure word of the hour. They believe it. They might not understand it. They might not explain it perfectly. They just know it's right. They're the ones, so always there's that little remnant. And so at the end time, when it's wretched, miserable, filthy, naked, and blind, there's a little remnant in there. And when the voice comes, like John, they turn to see the voice, if it's a scriptural voice, and if it is, that is right. But if you haven't got any place for the word, you won't know if it's a scriptural voice or not. You get a preacher stand up here and quote another man who's just as ignorant as he is and said, well, if this isn't the real thing. Brother Branham said, no man has a right to this point. They submit with the pillar of fire. And where? There's the pillar of fire. Come on, honey, take a good look. It's right here. Here it is. There's the picture. Any preacher had better met with God. And the pew is no less responsible. And there's only one evidence. Seems like some people around here have heard me preach for the last 15 years and think there's more than one evidence, or maybe they think there's only one, and that's theirs. I can tell you one thing. You question what Brother Branham said. And he said the next thing was a counterfeit. The next ministry goes to Israel. Now you say, what were those buzzards looking for? Dead rabbits? I don't know. I may die for the word. I hope to God I can die nobly, regally, and with the utmost sarcasm and meanness against those who do it, you ever saw. I don't pretend to want to be like Jesus said, Father, forgive them, because I got news for you. There isn't any in this hour. It's over. The seed's running out fast if it hasn't run out. In fact, at this particular time, we should be so detached from everything, it really doesn't matter. We have our necessary meat. We have the food in due season. They do what they want. That's their business. Says, so she can't give word birth to her children. How can she if he hasn't got the sperm of it? She's a harlot herself. The Bible said she was. She had a cup in her hand. Was giving out her doctrine to the people, which was an abomination, the filthiness of fornication. So fornication, you see, is unclean living. And for her doctrine, she's giving to the people is the filthiness of her fornication, which is idolatry, which is mixing the word, the whole bit. And the kings of the earth and all was made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Exactly right. Look at them. Boy, they cut your throat in a minute for that. Not only Catholics or Protestants. Listen, you Methodists. Who killed Joseph Smith? Now crow. Although I don't believe in his doctrine, neither do I believe in yours. In other words, start boasting, you Methodists. That's not it. That's you. That's the reason. Joseph Smith had just as much right to preach his religion here in this nation as you do. But you killed him up there in Illinois, shot him without a cause because he's something a little different. Of course, they claimed he was stealing their horses. I think he might have been stealing their wives. Then you holler about the Catholic Church. Come out of that bunch of nonsense, you Methodists, that's ordained to eternal life. See, Brother Branham is still calling at that point to the organization where people are in there. See, that looking for that remnant, that's what I'm talking about. Because that is not going to bring Christ down here to earth. Because he cannot come except for the bride and the wedding supper, which you meet him in the air. It's impossible. Now, who's going to be responsible? It can't be this bunch because they haven't got it. See? That's what Brother Branham said, always, John the Baptist and all the ones acted apart from organization, acted by themselves out in the desert. Now, John Wesley turned over in his grave acting like that. Sure he would. John Wesley never established any such church as that. A bunch of Rickies and Alphas that did it after John's death. That's right. Not John Wesley. It's not those old early Pentecostals ever made such an outcome as this. It's the same group after his death, after the death. This death. That's right. Jesus Christ wouldn't have established something like we got now called Pentecost. Neither would the Holy Ghost, but it's something you got here instead. But the Holy Ghost is something they can't kill now. It's going to take a bride anyhow. It's going to take one anyhow. He said he would predestinate. And that's what he did. That's over here in Romans 11 chapter and verse 5. Even so then at this present time there is also remnant according to the election of grace. See? Now, she left Jesus, her word husband, to marry a pope. So she can't give birth, spiritual birth. She can give denominational birth. Now, she's got plenty of seed of that. So many more of the children of the desolate than she just got a husband. Yet the Catholic Church says, I'm not a widow. I'm rich. I'm increased in goods. I'm a queen. I'm a wife. And the Protestants are right there with her. And it isn't true. See? You can't reconcile the Scripture. Millions now living won't die. That's a lie, and the Pentecostals are the worst offenders of all of them. Millions, they're crazy. They're going to die. Because it wasn't the days of Noah. How are you going to believe a church when there's the Word of God here? Hey, if they can't even see that, don't expect them to see anything. Forget it. Forget it. If you can't see a sign that's 10 feet high, don't ask a person to see a 2 foot high sign. See? She can give only denominational birth. Now, she's got plenty of seed for that. She can't give spiritual birth because she's a harlot. Only thing she can give is denominational life and a lot of ballyhoo. The Catholic Church itself is made up upon a few superstitions of Christianity and a bunch of Romanism. And the Pentecostal Church is just that. A bunch of jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and things like that. When it comes down, enough temper to fight a buzzsaw and turn you out of their congregation. If God came in here and raised the dead, if you didn't agree with them, they'd run you out. And you don't belong to the organization. In other words, you're telling you flat. If you came in here and gave a mighty sign of raising the dead and disagreed with what they said, even though you're scriptural, they're unscriptural, they would boot you up. They boot you up. Now, this old mother harlot, I'm going back to in a minute, she claims power to forgive sin, but you're not judged by your claims. You're not known by your claims. You're known by your works. Now, Brother Branham said, the works prove it. Vindication. How could she forgive sin? Look at her. Jesus did the same thing. He said, you condemn me, show me where I disbelieved the word. And that was concerning vindication. Tell me what I haven't done that I should have done according to the word. And being a prophet, he had only one thing to do. Prove vindication. Prove that it was God. When they have so little on the ball, to say, well, he casts out devil by the devil. He casts up Beelzebub by Beelzebub. What are you going to do with the people like that? You come along and the smart scientist, he knows everything about a diamond. And you present a big diamond. He said, well, I can tell you right now, that's a zircon. He's a liar and he knows it. Hey, don't tell me I'm not telling you the truth, because the devil's a liar and he's a father of a lie. And his children do the same thing. You're going to tell me now a dog doesn't act like a dog and a pig like a pig? Oh, you're so smart, you're stupid. What's the matter, people? I'll tell you, a brute beast made to be taken and destroyed. Yeah. There's nothing there. There's nothing there at all. Show me where I disbelieve the word. She claims power to forgive sins. But that comes only by the word. That's Acts 2:38 and 39. That's right. God only can forgive sins. Is that right? Didn't those Pharisees say that? What was the matter with the blind bunch of hypocrites? What was the matter with them? Why? Because they didn't see that was the Word standing with them. He is the Word. Glory to God. That's the reason he could forgive sins. He was God. He was the Word manifested. Now, Jesus per se wasn't God. But the one that stood there that said those things was God saying it through him, just like the prophet told us. Now, the Catholic Church says Jesus gave them power. He did. He gave the church power. That's right. Now, Brother Branham, they said to him, well, brother, we can forgive sins. He said, I'll agree with you as long as you do it by the Bible. They said, what do you mean? He said, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way you do it. But it doesn't say, I'll forgive you your sins because I'm going to do it, because I'm a great representative of God. Hogwash. A prophet alone could come and say, God has forgiven your sins because God spoke to that man. Like that man in Topeka, Kansas, I guess it was, where Brother Branham was, and told the man in the audience, God's forgiven you. Oh, man, you could feel the spirit bristle. People bristle up. He said, I felt that, he said, but I'm going to tell you, when the same one that told me what was wrong with him told me to tell him his sins were forgiven, I think they calmed down a little bit then. Ah, those Pentecostals, phooey. They're like Catholics. The Catholic Church said Jesus gave them power. He did. He gave the church power. That's right. We believe that. All her daughters are harlots. All her daughters, the denomination of daughters, are harlots. Brother Branham, that is a big word. That ain't my word. That's his word. That's exactly. It's not mine. It's his. All right. How? You say, how are they? How do they become harlots? Why, they are good people. So, I don't say a thing about that. I'm not saying what the I am saying, the Catholics aren't good people. They are as good as anybody. They are humans like beings like we are. But when it comes to that old church, she's wrong. Well, there you see, Brother Branham said, I'm not against the people, I'm against the organization. The Protestant are just as good, the Methodist as good as the Baptist or Pentecost, anybody else, they're all the same. But the thing of it is, how can she be a harlot? Why? Give her the word test. That's how you know it. Try her on the word once and see what she says. Oh, of course, we're taught in the seminary, that those days, they're gone. It used to be that way, but you know, that was way back in the days of the apostles. That was for the apostles only. You so-called Church of Christ, speak where the Bible speaks and silent where it's silent. What I'd like to hear you do some speaking now. No, you shut up. God's word shuts up everything, brother. No man can brag. That's right. Now, Brother Branham can only say that on the grounds of vindication. And we're before the white throne right now. All their daughters are hearted. How? By the same as their mammy, committing just spiritual fornications against the word. That's how the Catholic Church became a whore. That's how her daughters become harlots. Same thing, spiritual fornication against the word. She and her daughters have a whoring womb. Only death can come from them. God can't bring life through death, and anything that's born dead is not alive. Like Job said, Can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No, not one. Right. How can she give birth herself when she is dead herself? How can she be a virgin when she's a whore? See, there you are. That's the whole thing. Oh, my. Now we're going to hit something real rich full of vitamins from Genesis Revelation. Notice. And she and her daughters have a whore's womb. Only death can come from them. If you want to join an organization, think you're all right. You see where you're landing. You're landing right in the midst of death, just exactly. If you can't see that, now you're spiritually blind. Now, I tell you, if you go back to your Old Testament, a woman got pregnant out of wedlock, they burned her with fire. Now, you notice something? They say the man got let go. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. How much did God heap upon the beast when he messed with Eve? Not much. Man fell into trouble. You don't hear anything much about the serpent. He's still free running around. See? So when you talk of the woman, that's why you're going to find that the woman is burned with fire and stoned with hailstones 100 pounds in the Great Tribulation. Not because she's a female, a woman, because she is called that in the book. As a woman that is supposed to bring forth that seed. Now look, it didn't do it in the days of Jesus. When he was on earth and he was that seed, it's not going to do it now. It's going to take somebody with a virgin womb. That's why he's talking about a Mary of the last day who believes. That little tiny remnant. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice. And what does it mean? If the answer from within has got to be it unto me according to thy word. Whose word? That word, the vindication. I'm not going to believe just every old thing. Hogwash. Don't tell me people don't have visions and dreams that things come to pass. I'm not interested. You had people testify why a man and a wife at the same time had the identical vision. Both got born again. Turn down this word. Say they believe it, then follow somebody. I won't mention names. Come on. Boy, I tell you, I've given up on phenomena. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. I'm not interested. Brother, when I step on the gas and a Corvette steps on, when they push their pedal to the metal and I push my pedal to the metal, I'm going to tell you one thing. They go, boom. Corvette's down the road. What is it, 8 seconds, 120 mile an hour, and I'm trying to do 20 miles an hour in 10 seconds? I don't have any vindication. Forget it. I'm not so stupid to try to race a Corvette or tangle with a Sherman tank. I'm not very bright. But you better believe I got maybe a 10-watt bulb up here. I may not have a 100-watt, but I got a 10-watt. And under the right condition, I can see just as well what I need to see with the 10-watt as a 100-watt. Here's the 100-watt. My 10-watt does fine. Yeah. Okay. He said we're going to hit something rich. Notice, she and her daughters had a whore's womb. Only death can come from that. That's true. Now, let's go back and pick up again and come down for something. You remember what was last Sunday's service was? The gate to the soul. You remember? Now there is a womb of the physical, and there's a womb of the spirit, for the spirit. Do you believe that? There's a spiritual womb and a physical womb, and the mind is the womb of the spirit. Now, you got a thing coming, eh? Huh? Where are they tonight? It's strange how they petered out in this series. I can tell you something, child. If you weren't back there in Genesis, you ain't here in Revelation. Time up? Forget the 5 minutes. We're going to start here next time. This should be good. I'll try to make my notes so we can pick this right up here. Well, we did brilliant, didn't we? From page 22 to 26, I thought I had 15 pages done. But I knew sitting there I was in trouble because I began seeing some things here in the book of Genesis. Huh? Not Sam, right? But take one person to prove me wrong, and that's the prophet. And I'm not against the prophet. I'm not vying. I'm just saying certain things that he said. Give me the clues. When he said Eve was a byproduct, she's out of the original, that opened the door. What else was? How does it all come? Where does it all go? Keys to the kingdom. And Rome thinks it's got the keys? Ha, ha, ha. hasn't even got the key to the fact that she consorted with Balaam, brings about a bunch of Balaamites. Let's rise and be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the time we have together here with your word. And it's always a blessed time, energizing, stimulating, revealing, food for the soul, food for the mind, food for the body, because we're to be sanctified body, soul, and spirit. Was even prayed our whole minds and bodies and souls be sanctified, the whole thing, Lord. And we realize that is going on now by your word in spite of ourselves. That's why it is all of God, we know it. And what's going to come forth at the end time is all of God, and we praise you for that, Lord. Because the real we, which is that soul, that gene, will no longer be obscured and no longer be tied down, but will be back there coming in the resurrection millennium. To go into the place, Lord, where you told Adam and Eve what they would be doing and how they would be bringing forth. And I believe, Lord, during that millennium, we'll be bringing forth out of Christ the riches and the glories that are hidden therein, even down through countless ages, bringing forth from God through divine grace, his revelatory power, as we draw on him. Even as Brother Branham said, you make the gift operate in me. Lord, I really believe that's the same thing as we look to you, Lord, and our hearts are open. They're open, Lord, not claiming to be full, but wanting to be full, Lord. We believe that great power sanctifies us further, your word, your truth, and we're drawing on it, living. The light becomes more magnified, more marvelous, more glorious, because this is what we believe is ordained for us. Lord, I trust that every single person here becomes truly illuminated and invigorated, stimulated, Lord, by the revelation of your word, knowing that we're just breaking into it, ready for the great move, O God. What a mighty word is taking us into the millennium. What a mighty word is making us that people, because now we're word with word, piled upon word, coming into more of that manifestation. We know that to be true, Father. We just refuse to have anything to do with anything else. This is the way it is. That's the way it is. Time and eternity has mingled. Mortality, immortality mingling. Corruptibility, incorruptibility mingling. The great mystery of the end time. People not seeing death. So subjection going on progressively, and we more and more of a part of it. These things, Lord, we honor your name for and thank you. Help us, Lord, if there's any little glitch anywhere, anything at all that isn't in line, it just gets right away from us, Lord. We cast it from us as an unclean thing. We might shine our garments, Lord, of you, everything of you. Father, tonight, we just want, I think above anything in the world, not to have one more thing coming. No, except the thoughts be from you, Lord. Then we want any number that you want to give us, but of ourselves. Lord, help us just get rid of all these extraneous and foolish things and come right back to the life within the soul that is hungering and knows how to reach out and pick it up and use it, Lord. Word upon word, till it's a word, as Brother Branham said, the stature of a perfect man, living and moving. Grant tonight, Lord, that not one of us miss it here. Not miss it, Lord, but coming more and more into it. Heal the sick among us, Lord. Help us. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, the all power and honor and glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Take the name of Jesus with you.